Hello everyone, welcome to my poster. My name is Xue Mei, I'm a postdoc at Andy Simpson's lab at Rutgers University. My email address is located at the top right corner of my poster. I will be also participating in a live Q&A session. The information on that is also on my poster. The big question in our field is, how does fertilization happen? How does the sperm and egg interact with each other to achieve species-specific fertilization? What are the molecules that's involved in this process, and how do those molecules interact with each other? In mammals, Juno and Izumo is the only known receptor pair. There are also a few other molecules, but their binding partners are unknown. In C. elegans, over the years, we've identified a class of molecules on the sperm side that is required for the sperm function to interact with the egg. That's the SPIN9 class of proteins. Mutations in this class of proteins do not affect sperm development, but it only affects sperm function to interact with the egg. And from the number of molecules that we see in C. elegans sperm, we propose that there is a fertilization synapse between the sperm and egg. The synapse is like a multi-protein complex that forms higher order structures that achieves the species specificity. And today I'm going to show you a new member of the SPIN9 class, SPIN51. What makes SPIN51 special is that it is not a transmembrane protein like most of the SPIN9 class. It is secreted. It also has an IG-like fold, similar to mammalian Izumo. So today I'll show you phenotypes of the SPIN51 mutant, molecular features of SPIN51, and I'll propose a few functions of how SPIN51 works. On the results one, I'm showing the sterility phenotype of the mutant. In fact, both hermaphrodite and males are sterile, but mutant hermaphrodite fertility can recover when mated with wild-type males. So this suggests that the sterility is due to a sperm factor. In results two, I'm showing that SPIN51 mutant sperm, they look normal and behave normally. In panel A and C, that's male spermatids from wild type and mutants. They look normal. When I add in vitro activators, those spermatids can activate into normal looking spermatozoa with pseudopods. And in the far right panel, I'm showing that when mutant male are mated with a spermless hermaphrodite, those mutant sperm, they are able to migrate from the uterus to the spermatheca, shown in the yellow brackets. So altogether, these data show that mutation in SPIN51 do not affect the morphology or activation of the sperm or the migration of the sperm. I also have data that's not shown that SPIN51 mutant sperm can even outcompete hermaphrodite self sperm, same as wild type. So altogether, these data show that SPIN51 is required for the sperm function only. And that puts SPIN51 in the SPIN9 class as a new member. This mutant was originally isolated in the mutagenesis screen. I've cloned the gene and found out that the mutation causes a pretty early premature stop codon in the protein, truncating the protein to 30 amino acids. The predicted SPIN51 protein has a signal peptide, an IG-like fold, and a hydrophobic region that some programs recognizes as a transmembrane protein. On the results three, in panels C through F, I've shown that, in fact, SPIN51, it is secreted. So the hydrophobic region is not a transmembrane domain. I did this by expressing SPEED51 under a muscle promoter. If it is secreted by the muscle, it is taken up by the ceromocytes. As shown here, the ceromocytes are GFP positive. I have data that's not shown that SPEED45, which is a transmembrane protein, is not in the ceromocytes. Under results 4, I'm showing that SPEED51 acts cell autonomously. I did this experiment by mixing SPEED51 positive sperm with SPEED51 negative sperm. I did the experiment both ways when by mating males with hermaphrodites. So I did the experiment both ways. SPEED51 mutation is either on the hermaphrodite side or on the male side. The results are the same, that the presence of SPEED51 does not allow the mutant sperm to fertilize. So this suggests that SPEED51 acts cell autonomously. I have preliminary localization data showing that SPEED51 is staying associated with the sperm, as shown in panel J. K is a negative control that is reflecting the autofluorescence level. Altogether, we think SPEED51 protein is present in the membranous organelles of the spermatids. During activation, when the MLs fuse with the plasma membrane, SPEED51 is released to stay outside of the sperm and associated with the sperm. When the sperm and egg interact with each other, SPEED51 could be interacting with any members of the SPEED9 class on the sperm side, but it can also interact with any members on the egg side. So it could be involved in both in cis and in trans interactions. We also would like to think that the hydrophobic region in SPEED51 might be part of a fusogenic complex initiating membrane fusion between sperm and egg. I say this because SPEED51 is structurally predicted to be similar to dynamines, a class of molecules that's required for membrane fission and fusion. With that, I'd like to thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me by email or join me at the Q&A session on Thursday. Again, thank you very much.